The scene was nighttime. Some weeks after that first Easter night, and this time the daylight was already approaching, seven of the disciples were together. They had been out fishing all night and had caught nothing. We read in John 21, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. They had gone north to Galilee, where the risen Lord had said that he would meet them. And it was while they were waiting for something to happen that Peter had said, "I'm going fishing." And they joined him. Some people have faulted the disciples for doing this, as though they were going contrary to Jesus' word. But Jesus had not told them to go to Galilee and be idle until he met them, any more than he has told you and me to remain idle as we await the blessings which he has in store for each of us in our lives. So the seven disciples went fishing, at night, of course, when the fish would be closest to the surface, because they were fishing with nets. We can imagine how they went down to the narrow beach, how they made their way into an empty boat and pushed out a little way from the land. Although they had not been in this occupation for some time, they surely had not forgotten how to do this sort of work. Perhaps their hands were still used to dragging the dripping nets and pulling the long oars. We might imagine that they are still dressed in the coarse clothing of fishermen, and that their faces still look as though they have spent long hours in the sun and in the wind. But the fact is, for all of our imagining, not much happened that night. They fished, and they fished, and they fished, and they caught nothing. Nothing, nothing. This was the fisherman's equivalent to the farmer's reaping thorns and thistles for all of his hard work, or the students studying for hours and still not being able to get it. Or perhaps someone living his entire life and then looking around and saying, "I've accomplished nothing." It's the result of sin in the world. How often, even for Christians, does it happen that at certain points in our lives, we seem to be getting nowhere? We look around, the future is unclear. We look back and on all sides and we see only darkness, missed opportunities, wasted youth, spoiled friendships, lost jobs, failed studies, undeveloped talents, and on and on. Perhaps some of you have never had such dreary night thoughts, have never fished all night and caught nothing. But whether the disappointment and the darkness comes upon you or upon some friend of yours or family member, the answer will be the same. He is standing on the shore. If your darkness is of your own making or simply comes upon you, the morning comes with Christ. The best thing about this night scene with the disciples in Galilee is that it comes to an end. The disciples' lack of success comes to an end when the Lord fills their nets with large fish. Truly, we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. Jesus understands our dark and empty times, and He has set boundaries to every troubled night that you may ever have. He has put definite limits on both the length and the effect of those times, just as surely as He has wiped away our sins. Many expectant mothers go into labor at night and labor through the night, but the labor does not go on forever. And when the child is born, it's a day of rejoicing. So also with our struggles. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning, says Psalm 30. This is the message of resurrection, of the resurrection. The tomb of Jesus was limited to 3 days, and yours and mine will also have its limits. But we do not have to wait for the coffin to see the blessing of Easter, do we? Already, the power that burst from the tomb has reached into our lives and changed the whole effect of our troubled and anxious nights. Because the end, our grave, was made the entrance to life. Everything that leads to it has also taken on a new life, a new direction, and all things work together for our good who love our Savior God. The night of fruitless toil leads to a breakfast on the beach and the recommissioning of Peter to bring the word of reconciliation to countless sheep and lambs, and that includes you and me. As that same psalm says, "You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." Amen. Hymn 359.